A pedestrian bridge collapsed Thursday at Florida International University in the Miami area, trapping an unknown number of people underneath and injuring multiple people, according to Miami-Dade Fire and Rescue. The pedestrian bridge is what's called an instant bridge. It was constructed in a few hours Saturday morning using a method called accelerated bridge construction. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor has more.
Dr. Reed Castrodale owns an engineering consulting firm in Concord, North Carolina. He's an advocate for the accelerated bridge construction method. He was even part of a webinar series at Florida International University to inform the community about how to build an ABC bridge there.
Accelerated bridge construction is simply the use of a number of different strategies to try to build bridges more quickly and have less interruption for the traveling public.
The bridge built at FIU involved a self-propelled modular transporter, basically a vehicle that can transport large objects. It was assembled off-site and then transported to FIU, where it was installed. According to the North Carolina Department of Transportation, there have not been any bridges built here using that method. Castrodale says he can't know for sure what went wrong with the FIU bridge.
I don't think that anything having to do with the ABC construction probably was an influence on the failure. Of course, I don't know at this point, but once it's sitting on the bearings, if you get it to be on its bearings and drive the SPMTs away, they're done and the accelerated part of it's finished. So it must have been something wrong elsewhere in the system.
Castrodale says people shouldn't be concerned about accelerated bridge construction, even after what happened at FIU. He even says he'll continue to push for these types of bridges in the state, especially where he is in Concord. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.